Good afternoon. So one of the benefits of having such a great panel of very diverse people from across the country is that you all hopefully got a very rich presentation. One of the downsides is that we don't always also know what the other people are talking about. So some people have already talked about several of my slides. The benefit to you is I'm going to breeze through those. The downside to you is that I'm very excited about my new project, and I'm going to spend all the time talking about that. I have nothing to disclose. So, as has already been mentioned, state and local health survey data has a lot of purposes. Both Dr. Babby and Dr. Saar gave you some really good examples of what they can be used for. And to a lot of you, they may be preaching to the choir. But the beautiful thing about health data at the local level is that it has so many stakeholders. Some of you in this room may be researchers. Some of you may work for local health departments. You may be policymakers. You may be advocates. All of you have the need for the same type of data. And so it's very important that as we gather this data and we support this data, that we think across all of the constituencies that we're going to be servicing. How many people in here saw the movie Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr.? No. He has a great line in the movie. He says, data, 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 I cannot make bricks without clay. He's at the scene of a crime and he sends out the cops to go and collect data for him because he knows that without it, he's not going to be able to solve the crime. Whether we're in research or policy and program and advocacy, we have a solution that we're looking for, and we all need data to get there. As mentioned by Dr. Portnoy and Dr. Gliad, some of the national health data that is out there is not sufficient for all of the needs at the state and local data. And I was very happy to hear Dr. Gliad acknowledge that so much of the healthcare reform, that being the big issue right now, happens at the state and local levels, and that from her perspective, and hopefully from many of her colleagues, there is a desire to try to connect state data and local data to national data, because right now that doesn't go so well all of the time. But there's a lot to be done in order for us to get there. As Dr. Portnoy mentioned, in the study of state and local health surveys, they found 11 states that have surveys. There are other states that do more narrow surveys. The study that he did tried to look at state surveys that were a little more omnibus in the kind of data they collected. The SHADAC actually found 25 states that have surveys that at least get to healthcare insurance coverage, and then have maybe a couple other factors in there that they were interested in, which is a very important point. A lot of states are going to collect what they think is important to them, and they want to be able to meet their needs. That is first and foremost. So it presents a greater challenge when we talk about the desire to bring together all of these disparate projects with their own histories, their own backgrounds, their own immediate needs, and say, but you need to be like this state over here, and you need to be like, you know, we need to be able to compare this county and this county. And that's a very important message that we want to get across, because it then in turn services all of the constituency groups that are interested in data. There was a mention earlier of an event called the Breakfast of Champions. 6 years ago, Dr. Brown and Dr. Breen from the National Cancer Institute started to identify other folks across the country who were interested in state and local data. Now, some of you may be saying, but I'm not a survey leader. I don't run a survey project. What does this have to do with me? You are constituencies of the data, and so it benefits everybody if there are more survey leaders and survey people having this discussion, saying, I'm an advocate, here are my needs. I'm a policymaker, here are my needs, so that everybody sits at the table and discusses all of this together. And so they were bringing those people together very informally during the time of APHA, because so many of us are in the same city together. And over the years, it just started to grow as people kind of heard about that and said, hey, I have an interview survey, or I'm very interested in starting a survey, or gosh, I'm a data user and I want to make sure that my interest areas are going to, you know, be represented if these surveys are going to kind of take off. And We in California have been very fortunate that we have 10 years of a survey that has been proven very successful. It has grown in the support that we get. As Dr. Babbie mentioned, it has grown in the impact that it has had. But we're not so isolated that this is the only place that can happen. This can be a benefit to all, not only all states individually, but when you start to be able to have data that you can compare across states, it can really benefit the entire country as a whole, which is our ultimate goal. So we finally convinced someone that was very interested in having comparable data across states that this was worth funding. And so we got a grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation to start a formal national network of state and local health surveys. We are very interested in promoting data comparability across the states. We also want all of the surveys to be high quality. Sometimes the survey is going to say, hey, we got our own needs. Well, okay, but at least the data that you're collecting should be very high quality, be informative to policymakers, and be responsive to the audiences that need it. The network is also going to seek to work with our federal partners to have a voice at the table in those discussions about national data, about how to do a better job of coordinating with state and local data, and to raise the importance. I'm very glad for Dr. Breen's question earlier that, is there an interest at the federal level to, take greater strides to work cooperatively with states. I was very happy to hear her say yes, because that is something that we are very much wanting to work towards. So we have a couple of activities that we've gotten specifically funded under this grant that all of you, whether or not you work with a survey project, I hope will be very interested in. The first one is a website. This is going to be a resource not just to state survey leaders who can come there for methodology advancements, who can come there for content advancements, who can come there for news about other states, but we also want to use it as a promotional tool so that people who are researchers know that there are multiple states working to get comparable data that you can then in turn use for your research. Policymakers, we hope that, Orange County, Florida, Orange County, California, and Orange County, New York can all look and say, hey, we have comparable data across our places, and this is a very good thing to start looking at policy and where it works and not everybody in this isolated vacuum having to reinvent their own policy wheel, but be able to benefit from the work that other states have done. Just this morning, I rode down in the elevator with a woman who had a poster, and I asked her about it, and she said they had done work in the state of Kentucky about rural smoking. And she said that they had gotten some very promising results from the program that they tried that they really hoped that other states can use. But if the data that they collected and the information that they have isn't comparable to other states, her utility only goes so far. But if they really do have a great solution that's really working, that's a no-brainer for other states to go in and look at. And we hope to be able to facilitate some of those kinds of things. But if people don't know that this is out there, they won't know to go looking for it. And so we're hoping to provide a resource to everybody to understand that this data is out there, is available, and here's what it can do for you. We have a national meeting that everyone is welcome to join. We have it here at APHA. We had it this past Sunday. I'm sorry if you were watching football, you missed it. But we will have it annually at the APHA conference, and we welcome all voices and all people who are interested in this concept to come and join us. We are going to work to harmonize across states. We are not being prescriptive. We don't want to do that. We're not going to go in and tell the state, here's the CHIS survey tool, and this is what you should use. We think it's great, but as I mentioned, states have their own immediate needs, and they should be able to serve those first and foremost. But if we can get state needs met while having comparable data, that's a fantastic idea. I should also mention that we have more than 25 states that are currently a part of the network, whether or not they have surveys yet or not, that are agreeable to this. They are on board. Now, when we get into the, down into the weeds of actually getting states to come together and say, okay, here's the best way to measure this and let's all move toward this, we may discover some obstacles that we're going to have to work through. But the enthusiasm is there to make the attempt, so I'm very hopeful about where this is going. As Sue mentioned, dissemination is incredibly important. The state of Colorado has an excellent family health survey, and they are saying, nobody uses our data. Why not? We're going to help them. We've done it. Ohio has done it. There are several other states with surveys that have been around for quite a while that have successfully impacted policy, that have successfully put their data out there into the hands of people who are absolutely using it, and we're going to help any other state that has a survey to be able to do those same things so that this data just sit in a repository somewhere. It's actually out there and being effective. We're going to explore links to other data sets because there are a lot of other areas that would benefit from the largely outcomes data that population surveys tend to collect. We are working together with the University of Kentucky. They have the Public Health Systems and Services Research Center there. They look at workforce data. Well, you pair that with outcomes data, and you've got a lot more powerful story to tell. So we're looking for opportunities like that. And then we're also going to be trying to just find other resources that we can provide to state survey projects to help them get off the ground, to help them be stronger, to help them grow. They mentioned the survey question bank. We're hoping to make a nice repository of all the questions that are out there to look at the scientific evaluation of those questions, look at where they're used so that we can help facilitate comparability and help researchers and help policymakers all see where is this data being used, know and have confidence that the data they're using is high quality because of the way that it was gathered and put together. So we're very excited about this network. We are taking everybody and anybody who is interested in being involved in and has an interest in that kind of thing. We hope our website is going to be up in the spring, and so I hope that you all will look for it. And within your own states, use it as a resource to advocate. If you think this is a great idea, say, hey, my God, my state, we don't have this. I could use this local data. There may be other people in your state who want that, and if there is a voice and a demand for this kind of a thing, we can bring these to a lot of other states and do a lot of good for health policy across the country. Thank you.